Sometimes in life, it doesn't matter how hardworking you are, how committed you are, how passionate you are, how determined you are to succeed at the highest level. To achieve that success, you're going to need the help of other people. And sometimes it can be frustrating that you can't get other people to see your vision, to see the value that you want to provide them in exchange for the value that you want them to provide you, a win-win situation. Sometimes it's tough to influence others to see your point of view to move forward. But you need that support of other people if you're going to succeed at the highest level. That's what I want to talk about in today's Manformation podcast. That frustration that you feel, that I felt many times, could that be something that we have more control over by our own thoughts and our own actions than maybe we realize? Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Manformation podcast. I'm so glad you are here. Your daily ritual. Two men, a little bit older, productive lives. We want more. We've achieved some things in the past, but we want more. And this is our time to get our mind right. It's a lot of success. It's not the strategies. It's the mental and the emotional edge that we need. And you as a leader, sometimes you're spending a lot of time leading your family at home, leading your employees, the people who work for you, leading your clients. You're looked upon as the leader. You have to manage other people's states. They look for you for that guidance, that leadership, that energy. Who do you have to check in with to get your mind right, all in your head? And that's what this Manformation podcast is all about. I want to use my life experiences as I continue to go through the journey, all the things that I've learned, all the things I continue to learn, all the things that I continue to be challenged with as I strive for higher and higher levels. But the unique perspective that I can bring to you as a coach who helps men who are just like you, just like me, get that insight and perspective to take their lives to the next level, I'm constantly talking about it and thinking about it and breaking down, taking what I learned and bringing it to my life as I'm helping out men who are just like you and me. And that little bit of perspective that I gain, I want to share with you in our daily ritual, our daily connection, this Manformation podcast. I got to tell you, I was in a situation this past week that really made me think. Now, not in a judgmental way, or even in an observational way of the person I came in contact with, and I'll tell you about that. But really, it made me really think about how much control I have that I may be giving away without knowing it. How much my thoughts and my actions may be holding me back when it comes to getting the support of other people without really realizing it. That's what I want to share with you. So a gentleman came to me, and I like this gentleman. I've had a lot of respect for him for many years. He travels in the same business circles as me. Like I said, I have a lot of respect for him, and he reached out to me on one of the social media platforms, and he wanted to talk to me. And actually, like I said, I have a lot of respect for him. We do a lot of the same things, so I was kind of excited. You know, my imagination, wow, this could be some great collaboration with him and working, and hey, this could be cool. He's noticed my stuff and he's reached out. Well, when I did talk to him, maybe a little bit disappointed. There was, you know, it was this network marketing type of thing that from other individuals, and I've been approached on this network marketing thing. It doesn't really matter what it is. Many times already from a lot of different sources, people that I know, people who I don't know, people I really respect, some people, you know. So I was a little disappointed. That was the conversation. I've pretty much made up my mind on that particular product and its value, and is it something that is congruent with what I want to portray, my reputation that I put my stock in, and again, my integrity, the way I look at the world, it's not a good match for me. But I was really interested in his journey, that although my opinion was different, I had so much respect for him, I really wanted to hear his point of view. Very much interested, and also to see how he's perceiving these parallel universes that we live in. And it was interesting. He wanted to tell me about this opportunity and how to come on board. And like I said, I have a lot of respect for him and how he comes across and how he's come across for years. And I was interested in the way he was going about it. And I said, well, you know, this isn't for me, but I'm very curious to see, you know, how you go for it and how you put it out to the world and how you present this. Because, and I was honest with him, I saw another gentleman and not my way going about things, right? How he was presenting it. So now I was seeing someone who I respected. And I was really curious how he would go about it. But here's the thing. He said he wasn't really going to go all out. He was going to be low key about it until it made X amount of money a month. And then after it proved itself, all right, then he was going to be all in and share with the world. He was going, I think he even described it as a little stealth, going under the radar with it until it proved itself. And I just thought that was really interesting, because why would I go all in? Why would I go all in when the person who's trying to influence me doesn't have enough confidence to boldly go in all in now? He's going to sit back and wait till it proves himself. Now, look, we all have to make our business life decisions. And, you know, I did ask him about that. Well, why not? And, you know, he talked about all the reasons why. And, hey, I respect that. I understand that. But here's the point. Why would I ever go all into something that he pretty much consciously, maybe subconsciously, isn't going all in? Emotionally, putting his reputation on the line. I mean, really, there was like 0% chance of influencing me because he wasn't all in. And I talk about being all in, and I question myself a lot of times, how all in am I in the things that I might as well be all in? Because there's no other options for me. But are there things holding me back that I don't really consciously think about, like coming across a certain way? You know, I'm there all in, but am I really all in? And I talk about that, and I want you to think about that too. Are you really risking enough? And I'm not even talking about financially. I'm not even talking about time, but your reputation, your energy, your passion, because I really think that's where I need to go at higher levels. I need to go more and more in, and as you're listening to me very early in the morning doing this podcast, I've told you about my schedule already since 1 o'clock in the morning as I'm here about ready to run off to the gym at 10 minutes to 4 o'clock in the morning here. And as I'm a little late, but I got to get this podcast. And I mean, I must have a lot of passion. I must have a lot of commitment, energy, conviction, right, to come to you with this Manformation podcast and everything else I do. But I constantly challenge myself, am I all in? But the point of this particular podcast is, it made me look back and all the people who I wanted their support. And maybe I was disappointed in them, or I was thinking they don't get it, of all the value of some opportunity or getting their support or more of their support. Or was I really all in before I got disappointed in them? Was I everything that I said I was, what I wanted them to be on board with? And even if I was, did I allow my body and my voice to be all in? Because you can't be influential, you can't get other people aboard to your great idea and whatever value you have to provide. That's all your idea. You've got to bring them into your world. You've got to be hyperbole. You got to be over the top. If you're going to take them, they've got their own challenges, goals, and whatever they're doing, and you're going to stop them from thinking about that to bring them into this tremendous value, this tremendous opportunity that you want them to come on board with, right? Maybe in your heart, you're really committed and you're really passionate, but your voice, your body, the amount of contact that you have with them, is that really enough to get their support? And I really think about that. I mean, this is like a big distinction for me. I'm thinking, you know, am I? You know, I happen to be working on another business with a great gentleman that's on the other side of the country, and I'm doing my thing. He's got other things, and you know, there's an investment of time and energy and money that he's willing to put in. And am I assuming that while he's doing all that work that I'm all in, am I in contact with him on the phone, through emails? Am I really doing my part? I know that I'm very appreciative. I'm very excited about this. I've been getting my mind ready. But does he know it? Does he know I'm all in? Right? Am I showing that? And I was thinking about with my kids, what I want them to do. Am I the living, breathing example? And am I demonstrative? Am I showing emotion with my voice and my body language? Right? Am I showing, is it crystal clear that I am all in? Am I communicating that? Because how can I expect them, their support, to understand the value? You see, that gentleman, you know, without knowing, there is no way he was going to influence me because he wasn't convinced. He didn't show it. He wasn't living a congruent life that he was all in. Well, how does he expect me to be all in? But again, this isn't really about him. I'm thankful for the lesson, that how it makes me look at me. And is there a higher and higher level? This is what this Manformation podcast is all about. Sure, we've accomplished things in the past. We're doing great. We want to do better, right? What's going to take it to the next level? And for me, this is huge. I got some phone calls to make. I've got to reevaluate how I want to come across to right at home, to my kids, to my wife, as I want them to buy into this vision I have to lead our family. And then you, the people I want to make an impact on their life. Am I allowing myself to be all in? But we've talked about that before on this Manformation podcast. But if I don't, whether I realize it or not, what's the impact? Why aren't I having the impact that I want? Why can't I get you to take action? Go to 15manformationsteps.com and fill out the questionnaire and reach out. If you love this stuff, if you want some help, you know, taking your life to the next level with perspective and insight and accountability through my one-on-one coaching, am I transferring that by being all in? So getting myself in check is first, but you know, if I get a little disappointed, why aren't things moving along? Why aren't I making an impact? Am I showing what's in my heart, in my head, in my gut? And that's one thing that I talk about right here at home, you know, with my wife and myself, to the impact on our children. You know, are we really, they don't know. We got to be hyperbole, exaggerated, to take them out of the world of the unknown to the world we want them to know, that's best for them, the value that we want to provide them. Man, I'll tell you, it's just got me a lot of thinking. I hope it does you too. If you love this inside perspective, reach out to me. Send me an email at skip@manformation.com. Talk about you and my one-on-one coaching if it's a good fit for you, but go to 15manformationsteps.com. 15manformationsteps.com. I'm going to share some of the best life lessons that I've learned so far. 15 of them, videos, right? Dripped out to you over 18-day period of time because I want you to come back so it becomes a part of you for these 18 days. Absolutely free, instant access, lifetime access. Go to 15manformationsteps.com, 15manformationsteps.com. Fill out the questionnaire. I might reach out to you, right, to learn more about you. Anyway, I can help you. Absolutely free, 10 minutes or so, right? We can talk about these things, right? Who knows? This may be one of those things. I always kind of think this as I go through the journey of life, and I'm constantly thinking about this and, you know, things that I can help you that may stimulate thoughts and improve a set of actions, you know, who knows, maybe this will sneak up into the top 15 of my best life lessons learned. I know there's a lot of men who are hardworking and frustrated why they can't get the support of other people, maybe support of their family at home, let alone in their business and career. It doesn't match what they're putting out. They're putting out this tremendous value, and even if they're getting support, it's not coming close to what they think they should be getting in support. So are you all in, and are you displaying that? Is it clear to them that if you want them to commit, that you're showing loudly and clearly enough that you're committed? All right, guys, so that's going to do it for our check-in. I'm fired up, a lot more fired up than I thought when I started this podcast, what it was going to mean to me. My mind is just going. Hopefully our check-in today has your mind going too, so you can take it to the next level. So take on the day. Have a great day. Have an outstanding day. Have an awesome day. Hey, let's live with a sense of urgency. Let's produce for our families. Let's lead our family. Let's show emotion with a sense of urgency. Let's all make it happen. We got more time behind us than we do in front of us. So let's live, produce, love, hug, work out, eat right. Let's build our legacy with a sense of urgency.